If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dina Martin, who is Dean Martin's daughter. She has a wonderful book called Memories Are Made of This, which I bought and read last night, the entire 286 pages, including the wonderful photographs, because I like to go into depth with people when I do these. I don't want it to be that you're a celebrity and you're also the daughter of a celebrity. I don't want it to be that. I want it to be you bring substance to the marketplace. And people have been watching your performances and your performances with your dad and, of course, your friend Tina Sinatra, among many, many others. And that wonderful thing you did with Frank Sinatra Jr. and
Lucy Arnaz,
right. Lucy Arnaz, that funny thing about side by side, that routine on the couch. I don't know who wrote that. That's hysterical.
That was Lee Hale. And he was the one on the Dean Martin show. He made great bits and things and the music that he would put together for the Dean Martin show. And in fact, he would stand in for my dad because dad never wanted to go to rehearsal. And so all the week with all of the stars, Lee Hale had a note on his chest that said Dean. So he would stand in, you know, maybe with Peggy Lee and sing with Peggy Lee. And so everybody knew him as Dean. So he would rehearse with everybody. Day of the show, dad would come in.
Wasn't there one time that your dad showed up with his name tag on? Isn't that what?
Yes, we have a picture of that. That's so cute. That was great.
I read that. I really did read the book.
Good.
You have a wonderful thing you do on Facebook where you do live concerts. Are you still doing those?
I am. This Friday is 44, and then the next Friday is 45th. Consecutive weeks. Been doing it for 44 weeks. And it's just been amazing. And I do it on an iPhone on a tripod. And I'm in the top streamers in the world. Number 4 in the world. Let me see. No, Norah Jones is number 4. I'm number 5 or 6 in the world, which is just beyond me. Because a lot of other people are, they have lots of, musicians and cameras and all of that going on. And it's just, myself in front of an iPhone on a tripod, my husband on the music, and then Rosario, my assistant, who's answering all the comments that are coming in. She'll say, you know what? Charles Heller is in the house, and, he says hi. And so I can say hi back, and then I can make a request for a song. So it's been unbelievable. I've had over 12 million views for this. It's live every Friday I do it.
I have a comment to you about why you are so popular. Much like your dad, who would take the oopses and turn them into ad libs that were funnier than the script might have been.
That's true.
You point that out all throughout the book, how he would deliberately and unscriptedly walk through Frank Sinatra's performances and the Rat Pack, and how his dad actually walked onto the set while he was taping a show, and they let it be unplanned and unscheduled. And he just said, well, that was my dad. Ladies and gentlemen, my dad. And it's the same quality, Dina.
Yeah. Oh, well, but you know what? It's in my DNA, and I'm so happy that I was named Dina, Dean with an A. It kind of goes with it. But I learned so much from him and all of those people, all the guys, Uncle Frank, Uncle Sammy, everybody that I grew up with. But, my dad said, just leave it in. If there's a mistake, just go with it. And that's what I do on my live shows, and that's what people are loving. I mean, I don't think I've told a joke the right way yet, and they just laugh, and, people are sending me jokes. Say,
right.
Please, maybe you need some cue cards. It's fun, and don't take it, too seriously. I just sing the songs that people want to hear, and I have a good time. And as I say, it's on an iPhone, on a tripod, so it's pretty amazing that we're up there in the top 2020 streamers of all time. So
sure.
That's pretty cool.
If people want to see that, the stream, your Facebook, what is the stream location is for it?
They can go to dinamartin.com, which is DEANA. Martin.com, and that's my website. And then you can click on videos. It'll say, photos and videos. Click on that. But even on Fridays, you can go to Facebook Live or to YouTube. We do it live, and then after the show, then I put it on, then we stream it. So people can go on and binge watch all these shows, all 44 of them, because it's on my website. It's on YouTube, and they'll get a kick out of it to see how it has progressed through the 44 weeks that we've been doing this. And I'm talking about all over the world. We have watch parties in Scotland, in England, in Australia, in France, in Italy.
Yeah, I watched you on one of them get mail from live from Italy.
Oh, yes. Mail time. I even had, I mentioned, someone sent me an email saying, you know, I'm watching you in Brussels, in Belgium. I said, oh, I love Belgian chocolate. A few days later, here I get this beautiful Belgian chocolate in the mail. So that was pretty cool. It's a wonderful thing. So they can go to dinamartin.com, and I believe it's you click on Dina Martin Live to watch the shows. So they're all there.
And your albums are available there. You have wonderful Christmas albums. You have four of them advertised on your site.
Yeah, Memories Are Made of This, Volare,
Swing Street,
and the Christmas album, a beautiful duet with Andy Williams.
Ooh.
That was the last recording he ever did.
Oh, my.
Of White Christmas, yes. And Destination Moon, pretty spectacular, that. And you know what? Now, I'm going to have to send you, you know, my book, Autographed.
Oh, I would love that.
Thank you for getting it.
If I have a guest on, even for a short interview, I read the book cover to cover because I think it's the moral duty of somebody who's in an information medium to understand who they're talking to.
See, now that's brilliant. And there's not a lot of people who do that. I've had an interview where, you know, they say, so what have you been doing?
No, wait a minute.
Bye.
You know, I got to lovingly tell you, I don't care if I'm the only one. It doesn't matter to me. I don't navigate by what people think of me. I navigate by what I try to have as the moral compass that my scoutmaster tried to install in me and my grandfather. There's a lot of drama with creative people. And oh boy, do you know that as well as anyone.
Yeah.
And Hollywood relationships are notoriously hard to maintain. There are, of course, some very good examples of stable relationships. Ron and Nancy Reagan, who were great friends of your dad. Lloyd and Kylie Bridges, they were married over 60 years. Kirk Douglas and Ann Bidens were married 66 years at the time of his death at 103. And Dina Martin and John Griffith coming up on 31 years.
Yes. I just got chilled.
Any secret to long-term? You know, I'm not asking you to spill the beans about anything personal, but is there anything that you find that's a common thread between people who have made their relationship succeed despite terrible challenges and some really bad behaviors that some people over the years have done, but they make it somehow succeed? Is there any common thread or secret sauce to that?
A secret sauce, well, first of all, you need to have a good sense of humor. Both of you need a good sense of humor. You need mutual respect and love, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be, you know, just like if what you were talking about, how you were raised, I was raised properly. You know, please and thank you. Respect everybody. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's how I was brought up. And this is exactly the qualities that John has. His was a different life, of course, than mine. Mine, you know, all ups and downs. By the way, let me ask you, when you read the book, did you laugh and cry?
Yes.
Yes.
I cried
okay.
Specifically when Uncle Frank got your dad and Jerry Lewis back together on the telethon. That gave me chills. There were a bunch, but I laughed a hell of a lot, especially at your first adult acknowledgement of your father using profanity, and you were realizing you were at that point you must be an adult. That was funny.
Oh my gosh, I'm there. I'm back there in Las Vegas. Oh my gosh, and Don Rickles. But yeah, so I think, first of all, you know, we have a bond, and I stick to my word. We took our vows. We're going to love each other and respect each other till death do us part. And there is something about when you respect someone and you're able to joke about things. And there is something, thank God, when I was born, however it was, you know, August 19th, and there I am, and I wake up every morning, and I feel good. I'm happy to be alive. I have a good outlook on life. I'm positive. So I get up, oh, good, it's another day. I'm going to learn a new song. I get to do this, something to look forward to. And the same with John. We're always finding new things to do. Also, it's very important. He's very healthy, like I am. You know, we eat right. We exercise every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good outlook on life. And just because a lot of strange things are going on around us, that does not affect us. We just stick to our plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's respect and love and a sense of humor really gets you a long way. And I said, we're going to be married for the rest of your life, I told John.
rest of your life. I like that.
Yeah, the rest of your life. And and this was at the wedding. This is after with all of his friends. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. It was cute. And someone said, well, do you think you're going to make it? I said, well, we're going to be married for the rest of his life. And it was cute, you know, because all of his friends and our friends, they all have good senses of humor,
mm-hmm.
and which... that really helps. You can't take things too seriously. You have to look at it. And as I say, you know, I see the glass half full, and I'm thrilled with being able to, touch wood, being able to do this and touch a lot of people for that live performances. I can't wait to get out again when we can,
when you can
get out of a house and go do live shows and walk up, because there's nothing better than having an orchestra behind you, or even just my piano player, my music director, who, by the way, is the only musician right now who's being employed every week. He writes new arrangements for me. He's in Boca Raton, Florida. He's happy as a clam.
In Boca Raton, you know.
There you go, the clam in Boca Raton.
There's got to be a song in that.
Well, you know, we'll write that.
That's actually an interesting song idea. Happy as a clam in Boca Raton would be a good tagline or a good bridge line in a song. I've written three songs.
Yeah,
happy as a clam in Boca Raton. What rhymes with Raton? Bon homme in French would rhyme.
Right.
Well, a good rhyming dictionary will help you.
I'm sure
you have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You have to.
Happy as a clam
in Boca Raton. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't need to have any credit on the label, but it would be funny if you sent me the song when you did it. I'd love to have you back on it. Have you sing it live on the radio? You've managed to surround yourself. Speaking of friends, you're the only employed musician in Boca Raton there. You've managed to surround yourself with good and nurturing people. Your dad's experience is that sometimes he got cheated by those close to him. How do you attract and keep good people, both personally and professionally?
Thank you for that. And the thing is, I can spot people that aren't real and true right away. So my dad was so great with that. You know, he said, okay, you know, just go ahead and do it. He didn't pay attention to the managers and things that were doing. He thought people were taking care of him. And those are the exact people who will take advantage of you. So I learned from him. I really learned from him. He was so busy between all the nightclub acts, the recordings, the movies, everything. He was very, very busy. And golf. Of course, he wanted to get up in the wee small hours of the morning to go play golf. But for me, I try to only attract, I attract a lot of different people, some who are just evil, wrong, and they're out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for them in our lives. And then we nurture the ones who are fabulous. I have loyal and true friends and companions, because I can tell the difference. You know, I can tell right away who's real and who's not.
Good.
And I think, you know, for me, in all these years of growing up, you know, with all of these people, when I think about, you know, and as we've said, you know, Tina Sinatra's my friend. Nancy Sinatra is my friend. And Big Nancy, before she passed away, she was an amazing human being.
And she lived a long time, too.
Yes, she did. And Desi and Lucy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, juniors. And in fact, we mentioned, Lloyd Bridges.
Right.
Jeff Bridges was my partner.
Dance partner, right. When you were 13.
Paul Heinrich, yeah. And we won all of the awards. We could do the tango, we could do the cha-cha, we could do the Viennese waltz. We were great. But he's a good guy. He was brought up the right way. And I think that's so important. And we're not doing that today. You know, it seems that people aren't taking the time to teach your children well, and I think everything would be fine.
David Crosby ought to write a song about that. You're still waiting for one from him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. With my 16th or 18th birthday party, there they were, the Buffalo Springfield. Fantastic. And then, of course, my dad calls the police and says those Martins are making too much noise.
Yes,
he
Mr.
wants
Martin.
To go to bed. That's funny. They said, okay, we'll be over there, Mr. Martin. He says, no, I'm an irate neighbor. We know your voice.
Cute. Yeah, the days before caller ID, some things you just can't get away with anymore. Is there anything you would like to tell the audience? You're speaking largely to Tucson, Arizona, although this will be archived on the internet. At libertywatchradio.com on the Swap Shop tab. You'll be archived permanently with Don Wells and Ed Ames. Is there anything you'd like to tell this audience in Tucson? And you are familiar with Tucson, so anything you'd like to tell us?
To enjoy yourself. Enjoy each precious moment that you have in life. And, you know, try and look on the bright side of things. Maybe learn something new.
Mm.
You know, try something new every day. And don't let the world and the crazy situations that are going on right now in the world, don't let that get you down. Think of good things to do and take care of yourself and take care of the ones you love.
Hmm.
And wash your hands and don't touch your face.
I'm sitting here with my face in my hand. Don't say that.
I want you to be safe and healthy, and that's what I want for everyone, to just wake up in the morning and be happy that you're alive again, and take care of people. Take care of your loved ones. Let them know that you love them.
Okay, personal request. Do you have people that want to sing with you?
I do.
Could
now,
we
do you
sing,
want to sing with me?
Just the first line of Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime. You give me the cue.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Thank you.
That was good.
That was just... That was a personal fantasy. I was trying really hard to restrain all impulses to ask, and I didn't succeed because I sometimes I only have impulse control, you know, Dina.
Okay, well, yeah, no, that's all right. But at least you know that you have that.
Yes.
So
right. You're
nobody till somebody loves you, and I love you, Charles.
I love you, Dina. You are wonderful. You are sweetness and light.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you know, we try.
Yeah.
I try hard, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to entertain everybody.
Could we do this maybe once a year?
Absolutely, we can do it once a year.
Thank you.
Sure, in January, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe this year is going to be a better year.
Yeah, or maybe if some really good thing happens that we can celebrate, maybe you'll do that.
Well, that would be great. Absolutely. Oh. So, I'll give you a call, Rosario.
Right.
My handsome husband, John.
And have a blessed day.
Okay, I will have a blessed day. You too, and thank you so much, and we will be in touch.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you.